It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. It is Wednesday, and we're here together again, Niles. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, where it was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that really is truly designed with you in mind to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And of course, I just said Niles is in the studio with me. And KJ, we love you dearly. We understand your sabbatical and we're ready for you to get back here when you can, good man. Niles, how have you been, man?
I have been good. I have been busy. For life. You know, what I've been doing recently has been extremely fulfilling.
Okay.
I'm happy, I am blessed, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about life.
I love that, man. I can see it all over your face. And yeah. You know, I'm really interested in what you're doing. So let's knock out this principle really fast and hear from Niles to see what's going on. And of course, we'll have all things world and current events. And then at the bottom of the hour, we've got a young lady that hails from Miami, Florida, and she is using her gifts and her talents in the community and helping people right where they are. She has a labor of love that she's gotten off the ground and started. And I'm excited that she's here because we want to know that proverbial question, how did you get here? But before all of that goodness, I want to reiterate first and foremost, I want to thank everyone who sent a card or sent a text or a DM with the passing of my dear friend, who happens to be my ex-husband, Terry Scott, and his beautiful wife, Doris Scott. I love you so, so very much. His mom, Maddie Jordan, please remember you guys are in my prayers. And I know that countless people are praying for you even now. Now, when we speak about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, that has been the premise for a few months now. We've really kind of gotten back into what those principles are. What is the kingdom of God? How do you play your role in the kingdom of God and in heaven, the kingdom of heaven here on earth? And one of the things that Niles has been really bam, bam, bam hammering out is that you have control over your circumstances. It doesn't mean that you won't have circumstances that will kind of cause you to maybe take a step or two back. But it means that you know in everything that you operate in, that you operate within the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is in you, and that gives you control. You have been given the authority to operate in his power to control your mind, to control your will, and to control your emotions. And that's the series that we're going to start on this for a while now. It'll be the soul series, where we literally break down the soul of a being, the soul of the matter, which again is your mind, your will, and your emotion. So today we'll start with the mind. You know, what is this mind that is discussed in our constitution, those 66 books that we know that we govern our lives by? The mind is supposed to be renewed daily. It has the same characteristics as that of our big brother and Lord, Jesus the Christ. It is knowing that, yes, I can see with my mind, I'm using my vision. Your mind is closely related to your heart, which is closely related to that innermost part. What are you thinking about? You know, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart or mind, so is he. What do you think about yourself? What are you knowing that in order for me to see what I don't see, which is those things that are happening in the unseen, where you can have them manifest in the seen, there's things that you have to do. And one of the things that is really paramount, and we can plan and we can prepare and we can execute and we can do all of that greatness, but if you are not thinking it in your mind, chances are you're not going to do it. And it's really sad to say that, but I can remember how I wanted to do what I'm doing now, right? I wanted to do it so badly. I would dream about it. I'd write it down, but I never did it because I planned it. I fasted for it, but I didn't have the mind to do it. What are you seeing right now that is causing you such angst that for whatever reason you think, I can't? I'm here to tell you, we're here to tell you emphatically, you can. When you set your mind to do it, forget about those things that plagued you from time ago. Forget about it. And I say forget about it. Forget, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, that feeling that it made you feel. I'm getting into emotions. I'm going too fast. But make certain every day that you really do renew your mind. I said the other day, I literally look in the mirror now and I tell myself, but you can. I don't give myself excuses anymore as to why I'm thinking like this. If it is a thought that does not serve its purpose in my life, I'm not going to think it. I've asked that my days, that I can number those. Nobody knows when the end is, but why not live your life as if it was? So that you don't make excuses for what you don't see. Operate in your spirit. Operate in the spirit. So that you can have the things of the unseen on the scene. All by making certain that your mind is renewed every day. That's the principle for today. I want to hear what my principal guru has to say about renewing that mind, man, that compartment of that soulless being.
Yeah. You know, renewing your mind, of course you have to take that to God, but as we always say, you have to do the work. You know, nothing will come about without you doing the work. I feel like the mind is a portion of that nucleus, like that control center, you know, it sends all the signals and so on. So if you start to tap into your mind and adjust your mindset and your way of thinking, your perspective and, you know, how you view things, then it will send signals throughout your body. And once it starts to do that, then you start to move in this direction and move towards, you know, the direction that you're trying to go in. Now that is not an easy process. It takes a lot of work. It is a long process. And as we always talk about, the hard part of it is digging in your soul, in your spirit, to the core of your being, to the soul of man, right? And digging out and dealing with all that junk that has accumulated throughout your life. All the stuff that you've been putting in the backseat, trying not to deal with mentally and in your heart, it's still there. You have to deal with that first. Now, in order to start fresh, you have to let go of baggage. You have to let go of what came before. But at the same time, with that, you have to understand that your past and your way of thinking before led you to where you are today. So if those results aren't results that, you know, you think are positive, and that means, you know, you need to do some rewiring. So the reason why I say that is because a lot of the times we hear, oh, you know, just leave the past in the past and, you know, and just that's where it needs to stay. However, the other part of that is analyze your past behaviors, your actions and so on. Because if you don't do that, then you might continue to make those, you know, behaviors that aren't conducive to your well-being and your progression. So I feel like it's a it's a mind and heart connection that, that goes along with that whole renewing and rewiring your mind. So you have to deal with what's in your heart. You have to deal with your past so you don't make the same mistakes. Now, once you start from fresh, you also have to have some wisdom. You know, where do you get that from? You get wisdom through experience, but you have to pray for wisdom as well, because, you know, there might be a circumstance or a tool that's put in front of us. And if we don't have wisdom to use that thing, if we don't have wisdom to navigate in a way that, once again, is conducive to your progression, then you're going to have a tough time. But as you know, as they always say, free your mind and the rest will follow. It is extremely important, because your mindset dictates your actions. Your mindset dictates, you know, what will come about. You know, it might draw this conclusion or that conclusion. So those are the things that we really have to think about. A lot of us, we talk about change all the time, but we say it like it's a beautiful process. It's just this flowery, you know, smooth, easy ride, and it's not. In order to change anything, you have to let go of, you know, the things that may be viewed as, you know, and deemed as negative in order to gain positive. You have to make room. You have to make space. So this is a personal thing that we have to go through, a personal transformation. Absolutely. However, transformation doesn't happen without God. So once again, that's your first step. Pray about it. And if you are truly at the point where you are connected to God, he will start to show you things that need to be adjusted, show you things that need to be fine-tuned. He will show you what you need and what you don't need. And also, you have to have, you have to be honest with yourself. A lot of us, you know, we've kind of created these realities for us to exist in, to be comfortable. You know, we start to smell our own stuff and think that, you know, we don't have any issues, and because, you know, we're on this self-love journey of this and that, you know, all of everything has been fixed. No, I was talking to somebody about this last week, and I guess the young lady was saying that, oh, well, you know, I've been on this journey. I feel like I'm complete. Like, I've done the work for the last 6 months. So I'm sitting there saying, do you really think 6 months is going to undo 20 plus years? You know, experiences. And also, don't forget this. As you're saying that you're working on the past, who you are today, think about if you're fast forwarding to tomorrow and you know, next week, experiences happen in between that time. So something that in yesterday, and that also is considered your past. So I told her it's a continual process. This is not something that you just say, like, you know, I read a book. And, you know, I worked on, you know, this part, and I realized this and that. So therefore, I am complete. You know, the therapist, you know, I don't need to go to the therapist. The mindset, you know, our perception, our actions, they're under constant construction.
Absolutely, man.
You have to think about yourself, and you have to think about life. You are under constant construction. And until you realize that, I think a lot of us, you know, will experience certain barriers and walls, but, you know, the job is never done. So
I like that.
Mind starts in your heart. From there, you have to get that connection. Of course, give it to God, but then you need to start walking. And I always, people always ask, what is it that you want out of life, or what is success to you, or how are you going to get to this, you know, this road of success and, you know, that thing that you deem as your dreams, how are you going to get there? And I always say, not always, it's something that I kind of came up with within the last year and a half. I will be able to manifest those things, of course, through the blessing and the grace of God. I will be able to manifest those things by becoming a particular person. You know, I'm not necessarily chasing this or chasing that. I feel that if you do enough work on yourself you strive to be a particular kind of person, and you know, of course, we always hear this, but a better version of yourself each and every day, those things kind of attach themselves to you. So become the person first, and then things will attach themselves to you. And then, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for will be attracted to you. So if you work on yourself as a person, if you work on your mind, your heart, and your soul, those things will come to you. So strive to be a particular kind of person first. Because this last week, even if you get those things that you're wishing for, you may not know how to handle them. You may squander. You know, you might.
Exactly.
So if you're a right person, then it might be hard for you to receive those things. And if you do receive those things, you know, it might go, you know, just slip out of your hands.
Make sure the things don't have you, right? And you have the things.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Now, should you be listening or watching and you want to be interactive with us, we welcome you to do that. The number that you can reach us here at the station is 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And my talk to Tanji, of course, Monday. I was traveling, so I missed Monday's appointment, divine appointment with you. But please join me. Tune in on Mondays at 7:30-ish on my Facebook channel, either at Dr. Tanji Show or Tanji Scott, and you can see me engaging with you. And I want to thank Cad Kenna Publishing, me and my Nana. And this month, we're going to go with Existence Now. Existence Now is a managerial consulting agency. They've managed artists, and they consult. Now I'm under that banner, and I'd love to have a one-on-one with you, not to get in your business, but just to kind of see if you're, you know, got that accountability, you're doing what you know to be doing. And if you don't know what to be doing, perhaps you and I can rediscover exactly what it is. You can reach me at 404-951-8436. Again, that number, 404-951-8436. That is for consulting only. So if you're interested in it, by all means, let's walk this journey together. All right. And that's all of my housekeeping. I'm going to turn it over to you, Niles. What's going on in the world events?
What's going on in the world? Well, first, I would like to start off with Simone Biles. She competed and won a bronze medal. Now, I think that's quite cool because I'm not sure if it was the last show or the show before. They said she had opted out of the Olympics because of mental health, you know, dealing with mental health issues. I want to kind of touch on the importance of persevering and, you know, building your character through obstacles and so on. Although she dealt with, you know, the issues with mental health, you know, I would love to talk about her process of powering through that to get to this. And that's just a perfect example of what it is to be in the kingdom. You know, earth balls are going to be thrown at you. You know, you're going to all kind of difficulties and missteps, and life is going to do what it do. I always say that. But how you pursue that dream, that purpose, that speaks a lot about who you are within yourself, but also
absolutely
the kingdom and within God. So, you know, that's a great example of that, you know, and you know, the purpose is like the driving force. We get our purpose, you know, from God. We get our purpose from the kingdom. So it's obvious that she's living in her purpose. And when you're living in your purpose, regardless of what stands before you, it's like that soulful connection, that richness, that driving force within you continues to push you even when you don't feel like
it. And we want to make certain that we are listening, you know, for those who may be in the throes of mental health or mental difficulties. We are not discounting the fact that those things do happen. I suffered for 8 years depression, chronic depression, all while in medical school. And that was one of the darkest times of my life. I don't talk much about it I just smile a lot and people don't understand the smile. So hence, here's the smile, but we're not taking that lightly. Should you need a psychiatrist or psychologist or even medication, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. The problem is don't try to self-medicate yourselves, okay? Leave that in the hands of the physicians or the clinicians or those knowledgeable persons. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to mean to take over that, Niles, but I just wanted to make certain that those who may be in the throes, don't discount what you're feeling. Don't discount if you're having those voices in your head. By all means, seek medical profession.
Case by case.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
But here's a good example of being in touch with your why, with your purpose. Yep. Also God, you know, like absolutely. I said, darkest of times, it's that driving force.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we have the first incarcerated elected official in D.C.
Wow.
You know, just redemption is a beautiful thing. And we're all.
Man, come on.
You know, the kingdom and God. So, man, that's just a great example. You know, never let, you know, what yesterday presented, you know, impact today. Just kind of understand why certain things transpired and then move there.
Absolutely. When I saw that, Niall, Mr. Joel Kasten, I just started screaming. I swear to you, I did. I said, man, it doesn't matter where this man is. He still is operating as a citizen. I loved it. I just got excited about it. So thanks for bringing that to the forefront. He should definitely be celebrated in that instance, you know.
Yeah. And then, you know, God used people from all kinds of backgrounds.
Come on.
Remember that. You can change.
Absolutely. Yep, you can.
Earlier in wildfire season, I know in California, I think this is like the first time where I've really experienced it, you know, since being here. It's
really?
you know, it's remember to take care of yourself. You know, if you hear that a fire is coming, you know, kind of take precautions. Although there are certain like things that you could, you know, go purchase in events of emergency, like water, flashlights, and so on. So, you know, just kind of keep your eyes open, do your best to stay safe, and you know, just kind of prepare for it, because in particular, it's coming, you know. So
for sure.
Pray, power through, and just be prepared. Also, we have the eviction deadline is expiring September 30th, from what I heard yesterday. It ended on July 30th, but then extra 2 months of like a grace period, because of, you know, COVID. A lot of people have suffered, you know, their business, their income. Some people have lost jobs and so on. So a lot of people are facing evictions and issues with, you know, staying up to date with their payments for housing and so on. So, you know, those people, you know, as we know, you know, pain and loss is only temporary. And, you know, around the corner is, you know, a blessing and, you know, the optimal opportunity for you. If you are going through, you know, this kind of crisis, just know that it will pass. And I know we always say that, but literally everything will pass. You know, when you feel like it will just, you know, it's just taking forever, controlling and taking over your life. But just remember, in a year or two, you'll be living in a mansion and everything will be all good. And you say, thank you, God, for all that. And you are a testimony. You know,
that really is the truth, though. Seriously, that really is the truth. You go from, you know, for my Christianese people that know Christian language, Lodabar, that place that is just, it is a sunken place. It's that place that's just, it's horrid. You know, all of the conditions, all that mindset, literally God can take you from there, keeping that faith, knowing that you're not going to be there forever, and put you in a mansion. I am a living witness on that. So, yep, Niles, you hit that one right on the head, brother. You really did.
It's never over. I always say that.
Absolutely.
Up next, we have Dr. Tunji's book. Let's talk a little bit about that. Remind the people where they can pick it up and how this will transform and change their lives.
Absolutely, Niles. This book is currently on Amazon. That's Amazon.com. You can order the book, Journaling with Dr. Tunji, Deciding to Move Forward. When I came up with that title, of course, I was in prayer and had been fasting. That deciding, I was told that you literally have to decide to do anything. You even have to decide to live. You got to decide to love. Life is based on decisions, lots of them. Sometimes you get to make it twice or three times, but sometimes you can only make a decision once, and then the consequences are the ones that you're kind of living with. Yep. In this particular book, I chronicled everything that was holding me back, and a lot of it was my mindset. I literally had to get that mind of Christ and still fight for that mind of Christ with my daily, I don't want to say rituals, but my daily believing that faith is that substance of things hoped for. So the book teaches, it chronicles, I want it to be something where you know that you're not in this thing by yourself. And when I say in this thing, that thing could be anything that you're pursuing. It could just be life itself. Maybe you're retired and you're like, you know what? I just want to do something with myself. Ask yourself those questions. And there are five in that book that I put in chapter one. Who are you? Where are you from? What is your ability? What's your destiny? And what's your purpose? When you can answer those five things, you're ahead of the class. So that's what the book is about. And I said this once, I'll say it again. If you purchase that book and it does not do what I've claimed it to do, man, shoot me a text or DM me and let me know that you literally tried to do what's in there and it didn't work. I am so convinced, I'm thoroughly convinced that I'll buy the book back from you. I'm so serious. I enjoyed it. I'm working on another one now and I'm excited about that one. But this one right here kind of lays the foundation of who I am and what I want for you. That's for you to live the life that you're supposed to. That's for you to not think that your circumstances are here to destroy you. And that's for you to know that he is an ever-present help. Amen. If you're in trouble, he's right there. That's not a scripture, just a scripture. That is a principle. And the context of that principle is whatever you're going through, you're not by yourself. Mm-hmm. All right? That's the truth. So don't forget to hang out with me on Mondays at 7:30-ish on Talk to Tunji, 60 seconds, maybe 320 of us just making sure that we're on solid ground, that we're got a mind to have a wonderful day and to be a blessing to other people. Sometimes that's just a smile. How about that, you know? So we have that ability to do that. And on the YouTube channel, Dr. Tunji Show, we've got an old show that asks the question, what were you born to do? Now, I took time, right? And I went back and listened to all of these old shows. And I'm doing this number here. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Because I'm thinking, was that me? I was so excited, man. I couldn't bridle my excitement. And but if you want to check out some old shows that we've past shows that we've done, by all means, please check out the YouTube channel at Dr. Tunji Show. Drop a line or a comment or a thumbs up and let me know that you're watching or that you're being engaged. And then again, we're highlighting consultations. We're highlighting working together this month, and that's with my business Existence Now. And that is designed, and it was actually created with the premise of I had a son. I have a son that was in the entertainment business, and I just didn't want him to be taken for granted. So I told him, you're going to sign this contract, and it's a lifetime contract. But for you, it's not lifetime. It's just my way of saying to you, listen, I'm serious about what I'm doing. I know that these principles work. And if you're interested, by all means, give me a call at 404-951-8436. I am here to walk with you in this thing called life, right, so that you know that you have control over your circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
We have a guest coming up.
I know, man. I'm so excited about this guest. She hails from Miami. There she is. Now, I'm not going to mess up your name because names are so important to me, Ms. Wallace, but I'm going to say Aisha. Am I right?
You got it right.
Very good. Ms. Aisha Wallace is in the healthcare sector, and she's doing wonderful things as a senior coordinator,
yes,
but she has birthed something in the earth that we all can benefit from, especially when you're meeting the needs of the people. And if I'm not mistaken, your birthing is a, wait, help me. Come on, Niles, you got to help me here.
It's a nonprofit organization.
Shattered Voices.
Yes.
Shattered Voices Unheard, forgive me. Because when I saw that title, I said, you know what? You can't have a title like this unless you've got compassion for people and you know what you're talking about.
Yes.
So thank you so very much for coming on to the show. Thank you for being a part of it. We're here to glean from you, lady. We are. And I'm excited because you are working in both realms, both worlds. You get to help people in the healthcare industry.
Yes.
And then that soulless man that we oftentimes think, well, she's smiling, so everything must be fine. There's no physical bruises on her, so she's fine. But what prompted you to do something of this magnitude? And our proverbial question is, how did you get here?
Well, after going through over a decade of domestic violence, physical, mental, verbal, emotional, you know, you go through so much adversity and you go through obstacle after obstacle. You begin to meet different people, women. You begin to connect with different women. And you learn that there is a need and that a lot of women, not just women, because I don't want to just, you know, say women, because there are a lot of people that are suffering in silence from all different walks of life, you know. But coming from the domestic violence side, there are probably almost 90% of the population that are suffering in silence.
Wow.
Afraid, and they are really, really, really afraid to speak up. You
Absolutely.
Know, to even even to begin to walk away from the situation that they're in, and it could be a lot of times. Mainly, it's financial.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I could see that. Absolutely. Yeah. How do you, and Niles, I don't want to kind of belabor here, but how do you, Miss Aisha, as someone, you said yourself, coming from that realm, from that space, how is it that you can reach back and say, hey, I'm here? But what was that process like to even get you to this point where you wanted to reach back and say, I'm here, I can lend a hand to this?
It was rough. It was rough. In the beginning, it was really, really rough, because not only do you build up enough courage and nerve to walk away from your situation and your abuser, after the relationship, you begin to deal with the residue of the relationship. So it's like, okay, I left the relationship, but now that I'm out of the situation, now I have to begin to deal with the trauma side, the pain, the hurt, the betrayal, you know, and dealing with yourself. Let's not leave ourselves out of it. You know, there is a lot of things that we have to change about us, you know, within. You know, I'm a firm believer of you have to learn to deal with you first, you know, and in doing that, it's not always easy. In fact, it's not easy, you know, and now I think I'm to a place in my life where and I don't have it all together. You know, let me just be transparent because I'm a very, very honest person.
Okay.
I don't have it all together. I still have some days. I still have, you know, some moments. But I know that, you know, when I look, when I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror, you know, I can just say, God, I thank you, you know, because I'm not the person that I used to be.
Yep.
You know, and I and I'm not the person, not even the person that I was yesterday, 24 hours ago. I'm not that person. And when we begin to be not so hard on ourselves, you know, and we become vulnerable, you know, and we're receptive to the healing because you have to be willing to do the work. I can say, you know, here, you know, take my hand, you know, I'm willing to go that extra mile, you know, to help you, you know, to consult with you, you know, to reason with you, to talk with you, to counsel you, you know, because I can tell you something, but it's another thing when you show somebody something, you know, when you implement action with it, there is a difference, you
know.
Can you talk to us about that process of kind of redefining your identity and building a solid structure for yourself outside of, you know, a relationship or that relationship? Because a lot of folks, you know, if they get out of a relationship or a situation that's unfortunate, hard time, you know, kind of like starting over and trying to figure out, how do I build this foundation where it's just me? Like, connected to someone else. Now, me, how do I build this life for myself? And as you mentioned, it's a lot of internal work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I said, I mentioned earlier, like, people start to smell their stuff. I'm like, to work on, regardless of how great you think you are doing in life.
That's right. You know? That's right. First, you have to be willing, like I said before, you have to be willing to do the work. Because when you begin to mask the situation for so many years, you begin to cover up, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you don't want your friends to know, you don't want your family to see, you know, that you're a mess, you know, and you just begin to cover up. So after the situation, now, okay, I have to start scaling back. I have to start scaling back some of the things that I'm used to, that I'm accustomed to, you know. And for example, after my situation, I probably pushed away everybody away from me because I was so used to the trauma, the drama, you know, that comes along with it, you know, the ongoing, you know, fights, arguments, you know, you become, the Bible says that the oppressed becomes the oppressor.
That's true.
And, you know, I tell people a lot of times, it's very hard for you to be in a situation because, you know, it's an old saying that if you do three times, it becomes a habit. And you become that, you know, you become that. And it's very, very hard to try to, like you said, create a different path, create a new life, basically a new you, you know, it's not easy. Through therapy, counseling, I have a life coach, you know, with God, prayer, you know, and just fellowshipping with other believers, you know, that can just help me, you know, stay on the right track, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What would you say, and your I mean, that was just spot on. Thank mm-hmm. you so, so very much for your honesty, openness, and sincerity, and mm-hmm. your transparency.
Yes.
That's major.
Yes.
What would you say to someone, and she's listening to us, or she's watching this podcast, and she's saying, but I don't even know, ma'am, I hear what you're saying, and things are going good in the daytime, mm-hmm. but at night is when my trauma begins, when my, you know, my, all of this happens.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell her that she's going to be okay, and this, it may not, it looks bad,
mm-hmm.
but she's going to be fine. How do you get that across to someone who's choosing, I want better?
First, there is light at the end of that tunnel. You have to first, I always say three things. You have to create a plan. That's number one. Once you create the plan, you have to kind of like get a solid support system, you know, whatever that would look like, you know, and you have to take baby steps. You know, it's not going to look easy. It's not going to be easy. And it looks very, very ugly. But at the end of that tunnel, that's the young lady that you're looking for.
Wow.
You're looking for her.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is so poignant. Seriously, I'm getting chill bumps here because I literally saw someone listening. I saw them listening intuitively to what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And that right there was their hope.
Yeah.
So you are providing mm-hmm. a voice of hope.
Yeah.
For so many people, you may never meet them.
I know.
But for, right?
Absolutely.
For you to give them that nugget right mm-hmm. there, come on. That's
and
volume.
It's okay. It's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
You know, I hear people all the time, you know, they say, you know, whether we're in God, whether whoever your higher power is.
For sure.
You have to know that there is still an emotional side of a person. You know, the Bible says that the spirit doesn't always dwell with man.
Mm.
And I'm a firm believer of some days I just may not want to, you know, open that book and read that prayer or say that scripture. Let's, you know, we have to be real about some of this
stuff. Come on.
You
come
know?
On.
There may be some days that I don't want to get up. Some days I didn't even want to go out the door, you know, and it looks very, very, very ugly. It looks dark, you know, and I always tell people it's okay to not be okay as long as you don't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
As long as
having
you don't stay there.
Human moment, right? That's what we're having.
Exactly.
we're spirit, and every now and again we have those human moments.
Exactly.
So that would be that human moment.
Exactly.
I get it. Honestly,
exactly.
I do. How can people continue to hear what you're saying? How can they grasp and just become engaged with you? How can they find you on social media or whatever platform there is that you serve on?
We have I'm on the podcast with Kareem Melissa.
I love her.
Yes.
Please tell her I said hi.
I will. And the podcast is called We Think Loud, where it's four women on a platform. And we just express ourselves. We talk about, you know, all different walks of life. We share our experiences based on the topics that we discuss. And everything for me is Shattered Voices Unheard. It's www.shatteredvoicesunheard@gmail.com. For Instagram, it's Shattered Voices _ Unheard. That's what it is. Yep.
Wow. What a wonderful. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead now.
I have a quick question. How did you find this particular mission? Because a lot of folks have a lot for them to do with themselves, but to be able to learn how to deal with yourself,
mm-hmm.
yourself, and then try to be, or not try to be, but become a light to others.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You know, that's a process right there.
It is.
Talk to us. One, and now you're dealing with many. So
right.
Yeah.
I always knew as a young girl that God had a calling on my life. I always knew it as a young girl. But as you get older, you know, you start going through things, you know, and you're looking like, well, God, I know you called me, but, you know, why I'm going through this? Why I'm dealing with this? How I'm dealing with that? You know, and the truth be told, a lot of battles we choose on our own, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, there would be prophets, you know, that would come and give me a word, you know, and say that, you know, God is calling you to go back, you know, to those women that need to hear your voice. God would give me a vision. All of these names that I have, my logo, God gave me the logo, the business name, you know. So I think all of it is God, you know, all of it. And like you said, it's not easy. It's not easy, you know, trying to, you're out of the situation. Okay. You're not perfect because every day it's an ongoing struggle, you know, but going back, you know, into your community or your church, you know, or wherever God would lead you, you know, wherever that platform would be, whatever that platform would look like. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to tell these women, these people, like, woohoo,
yeah,
I made it out. You know, you could come out of it, you know, mm-hmm. grab my hand, trust me, you know, through the power of God, you know, I'll walk with you, you know.
Absolutely.
And after going through so much trauma and betrayal, it's very hard for women to do that. Very hard. Very, very hard. Mm. So I would have to say God first, you know, through prayer, fasting, you know, and just staying headstrong, you know, knowing that God, if God called me to do such things in the earth, that I can do anything but fail.
Oh, I love that. You remind me of David. You remember King David was called at 12, but then actually began to be king until he was 33.
Absolutely.
Everything that he went through, and you're like, but he's King Saul, and I can't touch him. But you're doing it, and I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for your answering the call. Thank you so very, very much.
I'm so grateful
oh my God.
For being
Absolutely.
Here, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. I'm excited for your new center. I'm
Thank
excited
you.
For your food bank.
Yeah,
I'm excited for your teaching the women. I believe that wherever two or three are gathered, and we're gathered.
Oh, yes.
So it's done, honey.
Yes. Thank you.
So
Thank
done.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank
so you,
you
heard it best, guys. This is Miss Aisha Wallace, and she's doing what she's doing in the community, and she's making a difference.
Amen.
So we want to lend our support behind her. Look for Shattered Voices Unspoken.
Unheard. Yes.
Shattered Voices Unheard.
Unheard.
Mm-hmm. Shattered Voices Unheard. Wow.
Yes.
I can just imagine. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
What is next for you? Like, what are you working on?
Oh, wow.
Right now, I'm in the process of trying to become certified in being an advocate. So I have some courses that's coming up that's going to be in August this month. I believe it's August 23rd, the courses start. And then I'm in the process of trying to create a support team, a support system. Because I do believe that once, you know, these women come out of the situation, you have to provide development skills in order for them to stay out. because I can remember 15, 20 times, you know, I left the situation. Oh, I'm leaving. I'm never going back. And I wind up right back in the same situation. And it's it was simply because, you know, I didn't have anybody to, and it's not that they didn't want to. It's just that a lot of times your family, your friends, you know, mm-hmm. they don't know how to approach the situation, know? And I just want to provide that support team or system where I can get like some volunteers to kind of like follow up, you know, stay in contact, have like meetups, you know, do like dinner dates, you know, where we can get together and go to the movies with them, kind of like a buddy system, you know?
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much, man. I could stay here and talk to you for hours on end because you're very compassionate in what you're doing. I thank you for serving.
Thank you for having me. And I thank you for being
the light. Oh, man, come on. You're welcome back here anytime.
I'm telling you.
Anytime.
I enjoy the energy. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. You did it again, man. You showed up, and as the old folk would say, you showed out. That's our show.
That's right.
Thank you guys for your listening ear and your engagement. Thank you, LA Talk Radio, for all that you do. And Sam, you are the best. That's our show. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tan G Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tan G. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tan G, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tan G, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tan G.